You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. When you go to vote next Tuesday, the first thing you'll see in the list of state measures is Proposition 1. It's also being called the water bond. And let's get one thing straight. This bond won't resolve the current drought. We can't vote to make it rain. But Proposition 1 can make it rain in the form of $7.5 billion worth of funding for water projects around the state. This could include projects that recycle, conserve, and store more of the water we already have. Bond supporters say taking these actions now will put us in better shape for future droughts, but opponents say the bond is too expensive. Prop 1 will take 40 years to pay off, they say, and will actually end up costing us about $14 billion. That's double the original amount. And opponents say too much of that money, $2.7 billion, that's about a third of the total bond, will go to fund water storage projects, which really means more dams that threaten rivers and the industries that depend on them. KALW's Audrey Dilling dove into the debate and brought us back this story.
Larry Collins is one of a few commercial fishermen gathered at a press conference on a pier in San Francisco.
If there's one thing you need to know about California, there's not enough water. And we all know that. We're all adults here.
A couple boats with No on One banners tied to their masts float in the water behind them. Collins and his colleagues believe that if Prop 1 passes, it will mean more dams. More dams mean more obstacles to spawning salmon. So for Collins, more dams equals fewer fish. And that's bad for business.
This is what I'm talking about.
Collins slides the lid off a big cooler, reaches in, and pulls out a gleaming silver salmon hooked on his thumb.
You can't have this and take more water out of the system. You can't do it. Vote no on Prop 1.
Prop 1 sets aside $2.7 billion, about a third of the bond, for water storage projects. Right now, the most common way we store water is by building dams on rivers to make reservoirs. Those dams are actually pretty bad for wildlife, which is why some environmental groups also say to vote no on Prop 1. Now, California hasn't built a new dam in over 40 years, in part because of laws aimed at protecting wildlife. But there has been a lot of talk about building more, especially among farmers, who say they need more water for crops. Back at the press conference, fisherman Larry Collins sees a flaw in this plan.
There's not enough water as it is to fill the reservoirs we have.
He's right. That's because of the drought. Right now, our biggest reservoir, Lake Shasta, is only a quarter full. And others are in similar shape. So, to Collins,
the days of building new storage facilities or dams or that kind of thing are over.
That's the old way of doing business in California.
Jay Ziegler from the Nature Conservancy totally agrees. But Ziegler supports the bond, unlike the fishermen and other environmentalists.
The cautionary note I would have is that whether your concerns are the adequacy of flows for fish, whether your concerns are there isn't enough here for urban customers or there isn't enough here for agriculture, where do we start? You know, if we don't have this bond, not one of those issues, not one of California's water challenges will get any better.
Ziegler thinks instead of building dams, California's future water supply is underground.
Smaller storage projects aimed at holding water to recharge groundwater basins.
Groundwater basins are basically underground lakes. They're naturally occurring, and there's hundreds all over the state. We've actually been tapping into them twice as much as usual during this drought. And just like you can take water out of the ground, you can also put it back in.
There are models around the Bay Area, Santa Clara Valley Water Management District, East Bay Municipal Utilities District.
Groundwater basins can hold a lot of water, about 20 times more than our current major reservoirs. And they can do it at a fraction of the cost, because you don't really have to build anything new. That's why Ziegler thinks they make more sense than dams. And if the bond passes, he thinks the people who decide where the money goes will agree.
California Water Commission, which is composed of a spectrum of water experts from different points of view, ultimately looks at a portfolio of potential projects.
And Ziegler thinks they're going to go for groundwater because
it's so overwhelmingly cost-effective. It's a no-brainer.
Bring all this up with No On One field director Barbara Berrigan-Perea, and you'll get a different no-brainer. She says the Water Commission is stacked with members looking out for the interests of Big Ag, industrial farmers who want more water and think they'll get it from new dams.
The California Water Commission, they drive the discussion for agencies, and they have deep pockets to lobby, so they have the influence to control the water debate.
So, in other words, Barbara Berrigan-Perea and the No On One camp think this bond is rigged. They think a yes vote on Prop 1 definitely means more dams. Dams, they believe, harm the fishing industry and won't really bring more water to thirsty Californians. Like fisherman Larry Collins said at the beginning,
there's not enough water. And by passing this bond, there's not going to be more water.
But that's exactly why Jay Ziegler thinks you should vote yes.
We need to be thinking out in a longer term. We need to think out 10 years from now, 20 years from now. What does California's water supply look like? How are we using that water supply to meet both needs for people and for the environment? And if you look at it that way, I think it's very hard to vote against Proposition 1.
How we manage water is a complicated debate that's been going on for many years between industries, legislators, environmentalists. And next Tuesday, it's your turn to weigh in. For Cross Currents, I'm Audrey Dilling.